Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Cloudy with occasional rain, maybe even a thunderstorm. We'll have a high near 40 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 36. It is also 36 in Burlington, 36 Milwaukee, 37 in Racine. Well, following an overnight that was filled with occasional heavy rain, lightning, and thunderstorms, our changing weather tonight calling for the chance of light accumulating snow, enough to remind you winter is still technically in place.
Most of that's probably going to come from this evening into tonight. We're actually thinking 1 to 3 inches kind of accumulate. What it is the wraparound from the storm that's up to the north. First, there's some dry air sweeping in from the southwest now, so that's what's caused the rain to end. There's more showers out to the west. It'll come through, and then there'll be a little bit of a lull, and then the wind will pick up out of the northwest and north, and that's when the cold air will come in. Temperatures will fall back through the 30s down to the 20s tonight, and a band of snow will then cross the area, and that can make things very slippery overnight.
AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams saying we'll only get to around 30 tomorrow, then back to the low 40s Sunday and near 50 starting next week. Racine County is going to have another new circuit court judge on the bench in the near future. Governor Walker announcing the appointment of Assistant District Attorney Robert Repashek to replace Judge Alan Torhorst, who is retiring. Repashek has been assistant with the DA's office since 1998. His resume includes time as a municipal attorney in the towns of Dover and Norway, as well as in private practice. Torhorst to be retiring after 26 years, last reelected in 2015. One-time Racine Police Officer Adam Myers is the first detective for the police department in Chippewa County's village of Lake Halley. That's a community of just under 7,000. That detective position created after a November referendum. Myers is 42 years old, began in law enforcement with Racine Police in 2001, joined the Halley Force in 2008. The Brace Center, staple in Racine's Central City for decades, closed, though, by financial troubles last fall, coming back now as the George Bray Neighborhood YMCA. Thanks to the involvement of the Y Board, the Rood Family Foundation, and the kid who played a little basketball in that building, 15-year NBA star Caron Butler.
For the YMCA to bring the resources over here, right here in grassroots, in the community, I think that's the biggest thing. So we're so happy for that.
Butler urging those in attendance and others to put your fingers on the success of this community.
I try to use my platform as much as possible, not just for myself, but to pull people together. You know, we're in trying times right now in America in general, and, you know, we're trying to keep everybody together and try to, you know, pull together to bring resources to the community so we can help people out.
Racine Police Chief Art Howell, like Butler, spending a good part of his youth at the Bray Center. He said it's done some phenomenal things. Chris Root of the Root Family Foundation told the crowd there are a lot of exciting ideas on how to revitalize the facility, said the reopening is yet another part of the foundation's desire to give back to the community. And the Racine Threat, the city's other minor league football team, will not be playing this year because of what a top official says is the lack of availability and commitment by both players and coaches. The team's president, T.J. Hearn, talking to the Journal Times about it, said the door still open for a return next year. The board of directors will continue to meet as warranted. Back in 09, the Threat won the Mid-States Football League Championship. Brent Moss was their coach at the time. The Threat and the Racine Raiders, of course, the other minor league team in Racine, they finally got together back in 2010, a barn burner, the Raiders winning it 41-38 in front of a crowd of more than 4,000 at Horlick Field. Getting to a high today of maybe 40 degrees, get ready for some snow to come in. Kenosha Circuit Court, a woman accused of keeping her five kids living in squalor, then abandoning three dogs inside their uninhabitable home, expected to make a plea deal next week. 34-year-old Tabitha Ruiz, charged with child neglect, also intentionally abandoning animals, as well as failing to provide food to an animal and improper animal sanitation. Court records indicate she'll enter a guilty plea to five child neglect allegations in exchange for the DA's office dropping the others. That plea hearing next week on March the 2nd in the court of Judge Bruce Schrader. Racine's Sex Offender Residency Appeal Board scheduled to meet this afternoon. One of the four agenda items listed involves former Racine Mayor Gary Becker seeking an exemption to the city's residency restrictions that would allow him to live at 2807 LaSalle Street. Becker was mayor from 2003 until early 2009 when he was arrested in Waukesha, reference in online sexting. Served 3 years of a sentence, got out in 2013, completing sex offender treatment, has been on supervision ever since. City of Burlington right now is out of Class B liquor licenses, including reserves, which leaves no ability to directly help restaurant applicants, so the city is now looking to perhaps buy one from neighboring communities. The city administrator explained the Village of Spring Prairie offered one up for $12,500. Alderman Ruth Dowidziak has no problem with the business seeking out a license on its own or the city looking to buy one that might be available right next door.
That helps them and it helps their business grow, and then we can still pursue this other license to have. I would hate to, to me it just benefits us in future growth, whether it's new business coming in or encouraging our current businesses to grow by doing this. So I'm okay with that condition, and I'd still like to purchase the other one.
The alderman told that they'll be hearing more about this in the near future as staff proceeds with a recommendation. Search for a new executive director of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated, down to the final eight applicants, including at least three from Kenosha. Selection committee interviewing two of the candidates yesterday. Kenosha News says more are scheduled for next week. Initially 50 applicants, according to DKI's president of the board, Kevin Irvin. That was reduced to 15, and now it is the final eight. InSinkErator's plans for an 86,000-square-foot office and laboratory building in Mount Pleasant got the support this week of the Village Plan Commission. It's targeted for the southwest corner of Highway 20 and International Drive, part of a development agreement. Mark Eberle, the project's consulting firm, says there's been a lot of coordination on this up until this point.
We've been working with Fox and InSinkErator for several months now and have a very well-suited site plan prepared. Have also been working with the fire department and engineering department, planning department to get this thing pulled together, and it's moving along nicely.
Trustee John Hewitt said it's going to be a great asset coming off the interstate and heading into the village. The plan commission giving the InSinkErator headquarters plans a unanimous thumbs up. And a Mount Pleasant police squad got damaged when hit by a citizen's vehicle at 16th Street and South Emerson Road. A department news release says the operator of a minivan pulled away from the stop sign on Emerson, failing to yield the right-of-way, striking the squad's driver's side rear door and wheel, causing damage to both vehicles. Neither the officer or the driver of the minivan, a man from Franksville, were hurt. Ironically, the agenda for Monday night's Mount Pleasant Village Board meeting includes the police department's purchase of squad cars this year. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Tom, back to you.